Well, happy Easter. Very happy Easter to you. What a joyous morning it is. We aren't just celebrating 3 days. We're actually celebrating 3 years. Now, yes, it's been 3 days since Jesus died and has now returned to life. But it's been 3 years since we last celebrated Easter in person. And I am so grateful we get to hear this story together today.
After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here because he's been raised from the dead." And he said, "Come see the place where they laid him. Now hurry, go and tell his disciples he's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there."
It's an amazing story, and it's an amazing day to gather together in all the many ways that we do. We also are still celebrating with folks online. Hello, good people. I'm glad those of you participating from home have joined us, and I love that we have both options. We do every single Sunday. If there's ever a day you're like, the church thing kind of sounds nice, but I don't want to get out of bed, we got you covered, okay? I will say I have deeply missed the chance to be together in person for Easter. The sounds of voices echoing off the walls, the kids running around the lawn looking for eggs, the kids that are barely contained in the pews because they already had some of the sugar the Easter Bunny left them, these kinds of things. But being together like this is its own kind of return to life. It's a powerful theme to consider, returning to life. I mean, we've all been navigating this return to life for quite some time, right? The when, the how much, finding a new normal, keeping ourselves and our community safe and healthy. It's not exclusive to the pandemic either. We have to navigate returning to life anytime life is interrupted. How many times in our lives have we encountered a loss, a grief, or a challenge that makes us just sort of withdraw, right? Those days we just don't feel like putting ourselves out there and we pull in just to almost protect ourselves. How many times have we experienced a failure, a disruption, an unexpected or unwanted change that again causes us to withdraw? Or perhaps it's the culmination of the wear and tear of life that leaves us just burned out, and we don't have the capacity to engage things the way we used to. You see, while Christ's death was a physical one, we experience the interruption of life in a myriad of ways, and we too must navigate if and how we will return to life. The fact that Jesus returned to life still amazes me. I mean, the resurrection in and of itself is an amazing thing to consider. I don't claim to understand God's power over death. If I could understand it, it wouldn't be the demonstration of infinite love that it is. But that's not the return that I'm speaking of. After Jesus returned to life in a physical way, he returned to life in a relational way. Jesus went back into the world. Now, this may not be the miracle that mystifies theologians and confounds historians, but this part of the Easter story amazes and impresses me. So often, people focus on Jesus' physical suffering, right? The physical death. And yes, that is an incredibly profound part of the story, but Jesus' experiences are not limited to that. Jesus, in the days leading to this one, experienced a loss of relationship, a loss of connection, a loss of trust, a loss of support. He was isolated, misunderstood. He was grieving, just like all those who thought he was dead. 3 days ago, Jesus didn't just die. 3 days ago, Jesus was abandoned, denied, vilified, and lost every relationship he had ever cherished. And when he returned to life in that tomb, there was a moment he had to decide if he was going to return to the people and the world that had done that to him. For all we know, Jesus was resurrected on day two, rolled over and thought, no, not today. Now, the scriptures don't dwell in that moment. They, like so many of us, get distracted by the bright, shiny objects. Literally, Jesus was this bright, shiny object. So were the angels. The scriptures tell us everyone was just in awe. And then the story jumps right to Christ is alive. Oh, he's risen indeed. People are running to town telling the story. But before that bright, shiny, joyful return into the world, there is a moment that I find powerfully relatable. A dark, overwhelming moment, most likely filled with a deep sigh, as Jesus had to ask himself, am I really doing this? Am I ready for this? For me, this is perhaps the Easter moment we can relate to more than any of the bright, shiny new stuff. That moment of uncertainty, trying to figure out if we've got the courage to go out there and do it, to live life. Can you hear yourself in this? In our own ways, don't we deal with this on a far too regular basis? In all those ways, we navigate returning to life after grief or pain, after failure or disruption, after giving it our all and having nothing left to give. What are the dark places we find ourselves wondering if we have it to try again? I tell you, for all of the new life that is celebrated at Easter, I want to name this morning that new life is not always that simple to receive. New life isn't always comfortable to celebrate. New life isn't always easy to walk into. Easter is a moment for us to see ourselves in the story of new life and recognize the power of choosing to go back out there into the world. And Jesus does so with great intention, and he does it on his own terms. We're not returning to the way things were. That wouldn't be new life. We're not returning to as we were, because that would discount the growth that we've experienced in the difficult times. That isn't just something from a Brené Brown special. This is the Easter story, right? That we're growing and changing and need to honor and validate who we are. You know, in the Gospel of John, where we heard the first Easter moments shared this morning, in the Gospel of John, Jesus reveals himself to the women first, the people who stuck by him and didn't run away when things got hard. Jesus picked who he told first, and it was the people that didn't bail on him. There is wisdom in choosing who we will bring back into our lives and when we choose to do so. Now, later in the Gospel of John, Jesus shows the disciple his scarred hands. We too are invited to be honest and direct in naming the ways we've been hurt, in showing people the realities of what their decisions have done to us. And then following that in the gospel, Jesus sits down with Peter, the guy that denied him three times outright. Don't know him. Jesus sits with Peter and invites him to recommit to the relationship three times. Restorative conversations invite others to make things right after naming that something wrong has occurred. When Jesus came back to life and chose to go back into the world, he did so in a way that honored the work that new life is. New life is work. I mean, life is a lot, and choosing to go back into the world is work. And Easter is one of the ways God looks at us and says, it is a lot of work, and you are worth it. That's what God says to us this Easter morning. Yes, it's a lot of work, and you are worth it. Jesus, in his choice to leave that tomb, was reminding us that we are worth it. Not just that we're worth his effort, which he tells us over and over, but Jesus is also showing us that we are worth our own effort in returning to life. That our energy is well spent as we navigate all of life's tough stuff. That life is worth the work, and new life can and will be found. We're all navigating what it looks like to return to life. And not just because the pandemic interrupted our previously scheduled programming. We are navigating the realities of returning to life and going back into the world day after day because we are human. Because each and every day we wake up and look at a world that is far less than perfect. And we choose sometimes after some griping and a few deep sighs, we choose to go forth. To do so, to go forth into this world day after day, is to join in the new life of Easter. To do so is to join in the work of Easter. To do so is to live like Jesus, because he went there first. He's broken that wall down.